don't matter if you're tall. It don't matter if you're small. It don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all. 'Cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends holding fast.
Time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show.
Wow.
It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members'
exhausting breakfast
kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. This morning we're in Cherry with Amy. Now we're not sure on the last name here, because I think it's, is it Bussy?
Bussy.
Bussy.
Yes.
Will you spell it?
B-A-A-S-I.
Ah, Bussy.
Yes.
Are you Finnish?
My husband is.
Uh-huh. There we go. Okay.
Yes.
Well, Amy, where are we catching you this morning?
I'm actually at work this morning in Virginia.
Oh, I hope we're not in you're not in trouble, because
no,
we called you. Okay.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So you got to give Rob the business when you get home, though, that he didn't answer.
Oh, he's going to hear about it.
Okay. So what'd you have for breakfast this morning?
I had oatmeal and coffee.
Oh, okay. So what? Tell us about the oatmeal.
Yeah, the
maple and brown sugar. It was really delicious. And I cheated and I used an instant package instead of making good homemade oatmeal. That's for a weekend.
Okay.
And, well, because there's more time.
Right.
And good, strong Starbucks coffee with a little bit of creamer.
Nice. Any flavor in the creamer?
French vanilla.
Uh-huh.
You knew that, Heidi. It's like you knew that.
Well, when you say creamer as opposed to cream, you're probably having a flavored cream.
I see.
Yeah.
John's not a coffee guy, so he doesn't know the lingo.
So I'd like to go back
to... What does he drink in the morning, then?
Nothing. He's got water. It's so boring.
That is boring.
What does Rob drink in the morning? Now you can just tell the world.
Yeah, let's get some business going here.
He drinks coffee with cream and sugar.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'd like to go
cream,
back.
Cream, not creamer, John. Did you get that?
Yeah, I did. Amy, I'd like to go back to the oatmeal, because I eat oatmeal a lot, and sometimes when I am in a hurry, I put it on high, and they don't get soft, you know, like you're supposed to do it for 5 minutes. And sometimes if you do it fast and you keep it high, it just doesn't taste good because it's kind of hard. Do you, when you make your oatmeal and you do it on a weekend, do you do it real low heat for a longer period of time?
Well, what I do is I have a tea kettle and boil hot water, or boil water, I should say. And then the trick is to letting it sit.
Yeah.
And then the oatmeal absorbs all of the water, and then it gets soft.
Okay, so then you pour it into a cup of oatmeal or whatever, and you just stir it up, mix it up, and then you just literally let it sit?
Yes.
So it really cools off, too, because that water's going to not get warmer.
No, it's not going to get any warmer, but that's the purpose of having the water be boiling, so that when it does cool off, it's edible because it's not so hot,
yeah,
and also that it's soaked into all the oatmeal and it's nice and soft.
This Amy Bossy's a smart cookie.
She is. She
so is. Is a kettle you put on the stove? Do you have an electric kettle?
No, I have a red kettle that just sits on my stove.
Nice.
All the time, I bet.
Old-fashioned sort of tea kettle.
That's great. I have a new, it's red also. There's something about a red tea kettle. But mine is an electric one, and I learned this last year, and I have used it so much. I learned it when I went to Japan last year. They always use their tea kettle, not just for their tea, but as they're cooking. So you have the boiling water like that. And I'd never thought of that.
Oh.
And I didn't know with oatmeal, I mean, that makes perfect sense.
Well, and when you think about it, we run a lot of water to make sure the water is hopped out of the faucet when we want hot water.
Right.
That's probably a great idea.
That's right.
That's brilliant.
Okay, so let's hear the story. We're at the Trailside in Meadowlands. Our friend Julie walks in. What caused you to start talking
to
her?
We don't know if Amy was there. Were you there, Amy?
Of course I was there. Well, let's see. That's about 30 miles from our house.
Okay.
But we started going on motorcycle rides there, and we just kind of fell in love with the people there. And we started making it kind of one of our weekly things is to go down and visit with everyone. Mm-hmm. And we got to know the Crab Sisters. And someone said, oh, they have a radio show. We're like, what? They have a radio show? So, of course, we got addicted to green cheese. And I think Betsy had the shirt on last weekend. And my husband said, how do I get a green cheese t-shirt? And they said, you need to be a member. So we became members.
Wow. We can't thank you enough.
He's excited for his t-shirt.
Cold hard cash handed to Julie. I love that.
Yes.
Thank you so much. It's very cool.
You're very welcome.
She said she was trying to get you to listen to other things on KEXE, KBXE. Has that worked yet?
You know, at work, I end up streaming a different radio station.
Okay.
But, we have to stream the radio in our house anyway because we have a metal roof and metal siding, and we don't usually get to get the radio signal in the house.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
You can
yeah,
stream us,
you
know.
We need to do that because we know Raleigh Detloff also.
Oh, Raleigh grew up in Cherry. That's right.
He did, yes. Every once in a while, he's on my Facebook, so I need to pay attention to his show once in a while, too.
Try us a little bit. Just dabble a little bit. You know, just do a little small doses.
And along with the green cheese t-shirt that you'll get for being on What's for Breakfast this morning.
But first, before I give you the parting gift, I want to know, did you hear us talk? Were you listening this morning?
I was not.
What kind of a bike do you have? Do you have a woman's bike?
I have a bicycle that I ride, but we also have two motorcycles.
Okay.
Oh, so I'm
we have a Harley and we have a Victory.
Nice.
Whoa. Okay, let's jump right to the...
Okay,
Homestead Mills is our sponsor, Amy.
Oh, okay.
And you either get country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered right to your house in a cream-colored linen bag. I'm serious, a cream-colored linen bag. What do you want?
The wild rice pancakes.
That was a no-brainer.
Hey, Amy, I think it was better we talk to you than Rob anyway.
Yes, tell him to go take a hike.
All right, hope to see you at the trail side sometime. It sounds like a fun time.
Yes, we always have a great time there.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Have a good day.